Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday the 25th of February. A bit of a lackluster day with the nil-nils yesterday, wasn't it, in the Liverpool-Man United game and the Cup final, which was just bizarre come the end. Don't know what was going on there, sort of watching with a wry smile on my face. But yeah, both nil-nils, I think probably unexpected. Chelsea played much better against City yesterday than they did obviously in the league game when they shipped six the other day. And Liverpool, Man United, you know, those are on ultimate. And watch my top v top video with the colour coding. It is, it's, you know, what can happen in these big games that they shut each other out, not wanting to give the other team an inch. So I wasn't overly unexpecting that sort of result in that game. We've got a few more top six versus top six games for Ultimate members coming up, and a massive week for Tottenham playing Chelsea and Arsenal. My prediction is that they will get 1 point from those two games. That's how quickly it changes, but I think that was a massive blow at the weekend. I think they'll really struggle to get something at Chelsea. It's a ground, whilst we did win there last year, that we do struggle. And they get themselves right up, and certainly if they think we've got a sniff of anything, and the fact that they're fighting for their lives for top four. And the North London derby can be anything. So, yeah, big week ahead for Spurs. We'll see what happens. Just a couple of... There's no horse today. I've gone right through them all, but looks like we might have a couple of opportunities tomorrow and Wednesday, so I'll see how they pan out. But I've got two over 3.5 trades, so I'll be laying over 3.5 goals in both these games with a view to trading them for sort of 25-30% profit. Bear in mind, one, they're low risk to start with. We need 4 goals to lose, and you don't need to panic if a goal goes in. Obviously, we are going to get these games occasionally when 3 goals go in quickly, but it happens rarely. But obviously, you just take those on the chin. The first one is in Denmark. It is Copenhagen versus Vendsyssel. They're fluent in Danish as well. And that kicks off at 6 o'clock this evening. And I will be laying over 3.5 goals. The price is currently 2.6. Not much money in the market, but we'll put a little bit in later on and get that one going. And in Germany at 7:30... Leipzig-Hoffenheim. Now, both these I have. Leipzig-Hoffenheim over 3.5 is 2.18. Both these I have good value. So, again, it's just playing the numbers. All I do, I keep saying, is play the numbers. People have different approaches. I keep coming back to it. You've got to do what suits you. And, for example, watching games for me and trying to predict a goal is going to come is just something that, one, I'd need some convincing that people can do it accurately and with value. And two, I certainly haven't got the ability to do it, so I don't even try to. Interesting debate again on Twitter this morning about, or not debate, but a couple of comments about late goals. Well, not, sorry, late goals. Goals in late in the season. Again, I think these things are all priced in. You know, if I'm a firm believer that sports people want to win, and that when 11 players go on the pitch, if they go on the pitch in August or if they go on the pitch in May, they want to win the football match. I'm a firm believer in that. If I didn't believe in that, then my faith in sport would be diminished. And obviously we've had cheaters. We've had cheating in tennis, snooker, rugby, football. It goes on. I don't dispute that it goes on. But I like to believe that when teams go out to play football, particularly at top level, they want to win the game. And any different to that, obviously, is cheating. And I'm a believer in VAR. It will be stamped out over time. I know people are up in arms about it, but my view is I only ever want the right result. And I don't know why people wouldn't want the right result. And if it means I have to wait 2 minutes to get the right result, I'm happy to wait. I can't understand why anybody wouldn't want the correct result. If a goal is scored legally, it should be given. If a goal is scored illegally, it shouldn't be given. And if the referees aren't fully up to it, which I firmly believe they're not, then they need help. So over time, I do think, and football has got a huge cheating element. I'm not sitting here saying it hasn't, because it has. The players cheat week in, week out. I'm wrapping arms around somebody at a corner, You know, that is cheating. You can call it whatever you like. It's not defending, it's cheating. It never used to happen. We now start in with corners with a central defender with his arms hugging a striker. That never used. It's cheating. You can put, call it whatever you like, but that is what it is. It is cheating. Defending, good defending is a ball comes in and you beat your man to the ball fairly. Not you're holding his shirt, you're holding his arms, you're holding this. That is cheating. And that's my view. And it's a debate I have many times with people. We seem to have a culture in football of just acceptance, so it's part of the game. Everything becomes part of the game, you know. Violence is part of the game. It's not. It's because we're allowing it to go on, and ultimately, VAR, I think, will eradicate a lot of that. Of course, it'll have its problems, because all new things do, but over time, I think football will be a much better game for it, and we'll start to see the correct results. But getting back on point, I do think teams play to win football matches, and I think ultimately it's a fair game. I've only really ever witnessed in my time one team down tools, and they did it three or four seasons on the trot, and that was Stoke City. I always felt, particularly under Mark Hughes, they got to 33 games in and literally said, we've had enough now, and that must have been a culture and attitude at the club as opposed to anything else. But I think ultimately when a team goes on the pitch, whatever time of the season, they're trying to win, and if they've got nothing to play for. So if Burnley are playing Southampton, they can't be promoted. Southampton can't be relegated, whatever it is. Can't get into Europe. It will be factored in the price. And it's not just factored in the match odds price. It's factored in all the goal markets prices. You know, one market is linked to the other. They're not different. But the match odds market will be based on what the prices are in the 2.5 market and what the prices are in the 3.5 market. It is all linked together based on the teams involved in those matches. So my advice for you guys, again, is finding what works for you and doing, and there is a danger. The reason why I don't like statements like that, and I'm not having to go at anybody posting them or whatever, but it's just that you've got to be aware of the people reading them. And there's a lot of guys who want to win at football. You know, it comes into three categories for me. There's professional people like me who want to make a living at it, and it is the only reason I do it. There's people who bet for fun, which I never really understand, but that's their right, and that's what they want to do. And if they want to have a mega racker on a Saturday, let them carry on. And there's people who are trying to win or desperate to win. And the trouble with those people, they're the dangerous ones, because they jump around from thing to thing in this desperation to win, and they read something like that and think, oh, I better not do that, and I better do that, and I better watch these games, and I better do that, and they don't actually set a path for themselves. And really it's aimed at those people that forget the noise and try and do what works for you, what you can do time wise, what you can afford to do, and what mentally you know you're set for, that you can do week in, week out with discipline. So yeah, just my comments on that, and I hope I don't offend anybody involved in that conversation. I just happened to read it 10 minutes ago, and that's my two penny worth. It's certainly not aimed at upsetting anybody. I don't like upsetting people, as you know. But yes, so only the 2 3.5s today, which is Copenhagen and Leipzig. I've had a lot of email, just went through some emails this morning. It's back up fortunes again, about the trading days. I do trading days sort of every 18 months, 2 years, and the last ones were December. I did December 2017 and January, I think. So I'm actually doing April, May, and these will be the only two I do before the start of the 2019-20 football season. They're the only two I'm doing. And I've had loads of emails, can we get in on it? I've reserved me a place, I'm bringing my dad, blah, blah, blah. I can't do it like that. Obviously, I've got to commit to hotels and bookings and getting things ready. So I've put an early notification up, which I've tweeted the link, where you can add your email if you're interested in a trading day. I got the dates wrong because that's just me being busy. It is Birmingham on the 7th of April, London on the 5th of May. And you can register for a notification of those. I've put the link on Twitter. I will email it out to people on FTS over this week. But if you look at my Twitter feed, it is on there. I can read it out quickly for people. It is https://forms.aweber. That's aweber.com/form/00/352080600 www.cup.htm. And that's just literally somewhere to enter your email, and I will email you more details of the days next week. It is not a guarantee that you get a place. You get a place by booking when it opens up, which will be early March, and it will be payable by deposit, because obviously, as I say, we have to pay the hotels and things and book lunches. But they are the two I'm doing, and I will have more details on those next week. But it's very limited. I can only take so many people. Obviously, the rooms are only such a size, and I don't want any time wasters or tire kickers. I just want people who want to do this properly. But that's that. So, yes, so just the two trades today. Copenhagen and Leipzig, both over 3.5, both be laying the overs, looking to trade them. Have a great Monday. The weather looks absolutely beautiful. I walked the dog this morning and it was really hot out there, so very nice. And I will be back tomorrow morning, early, as I've got a business meeting in the day, so I'll be up nice and early and I'll get my podcast out probably something around about 7:30, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a good day and I'll be back then.